Well, thank you for joining us for a new episode of Let's Talk. It's been a minute. I am so glad to finally get back on the air. I know I've been busy. I've been away for a while. I've been doing some other things. Today, we're going to do things just a little bit different. I'm going to open up the lines for you guys to call in to voice your opinion. I'm going to leave it open. We're going to talk about everything from relationship, religion, dating, kingdom topics. You know, I want you to call in, state your name, and if you have something to say, I'll be glad to hear it. I'm going to open up the floor to you, or if you just have a word for the day, if you just have a message, if it's just something that you want to tell everybody about, that'll be perfectly fine. The number is going to be 980-505-7836. Again, that number is going to be 980-505-7836. And as I was saying in the topic, I said relationship, religion, and dating, is it the same as Christian men and women? Are we supposed to date only Christian men and women? What about somebody outside of Christianity? What about somebody that says that, no, I don't go to church, but I do believe in God? Is that enough? Like, you know, if you're a man of God, a vessel of honor, a woman of God, a vessel of honor, you know where you are, on what level and what realm of the spirit you carry, what weight you carry in the spirit. Do you date someone that's a babe in Christ? Is that, do you date someone that's new to religion? Do you date outside of that? Or are you supposed to date, if you're a man of God, supposed to date a woman of God? If you're a woman of God, do you go for a man of God? Do they have to be anointed and appointed to be your spouse? Does that, I hope that, do you follow me? Is it a certain path that we are to take because we have been called by the glory of God? Is there, you know, do we wait for God to bring that spouse, or do we go out and find that special someone? The Bible says the man that finds a wife finds a good thing, finds favor in the Lord. So as women, do we wait like Ruth to find Boaz? Okay, I know that Jacob waited 7 years for his spouse. No, 14, I'm sorry, it was 14 years that Jacob waited for his spouse. Do we wait on our Isaac, ladies, or do we wait like Esther to be called until it's our turn? I know that my belief is that it's one spouse, one man, one woman. The man, the woman was created for the man, and that's what I have believed, but I'm looking at this thing differently now because I'm wondering, what does it take? Do we wait? Because I've been through it. I'm quite sure you have. You know, everybody wants to do, it just seems like my thing is it should be different than the world. And a lot of Christians, a lot of people say dating is fornicating. You know, I'm still in that search to find the truth because, hey, you know, I don't want to pass up some, you know, especially a woman that's waiting for a man. You don't want to pass up a good man waiting on the Lord. You know? I mean, like, does that make sense? You don't want to pass up a good man waiting on the Lord, but do you wait? Do you pray about it? Do you wait for God to give you an answer? Or do you wait for that person to come into your life and say, God sent me? How does this work? And this is what I just like to know some views. What is your take on that? A lot of people say that, you know, once you're in the Lord, you're supposed to wait before you have sex, before you get intimate with that person. You know, a lot of people in the world say, you know, they date. How long does it take for you to decide that that person is for you? You understand what I'm saying? Because, you know, in the world, it seems like, you know, you'll be in a relationship 3, 4, 5 years before you say, that's my spouse. And that to me, if you're walking closely with the Lord, if you're walking in discernment, you know, I think there's a level of understanding of whether or not that person is a go for you. How much time do you wait into waiting to see if this is the answer for you? Is this the one that God has sent for you? How long do we wait? You know, in the Bible, it talks about waiting on the Lord, being patient. You know, they say good things come to those who wait. How long do we wait? Are we supposed to wait? When you find somebody, how long does it take before you know that person is the one for you? And this is going to be part of our discussion on today. Again, if anyone has anything that they'd like to add to this, you can definitely give us a call. I will be more than happy to hear your views. We're live in the studio, and I am so grateful to God for another opportunity to become live in the studio. Hello, Facebook, out there in TV land. Come on in, come on in, come on in. We are talking about dating and relationship. If anyone is interested in joining the conversation today, do we wait on the Lord? How long do we wait on the Lord? Come on, dating and relationship. Because they say dating is fornicating. And we are men and women of God, you know? And so they say that it's got to be a difference. Does it really have to be a difference? Is there really a difference in that relationship than it is in the world? And if so, how so? How so? How long do you wait to decide, ladies, if this is your man? How long do you wait to decide, men, if this is the one that you want to be with? If this is the one that you ought to marry, what does it take? So I'm opening up the lines. You can call in. It doesn't necessarily have to be related to religion. Thank you for joining me for a new episode of this talk. This time we're doing a little bit different. No guests online here today. But I am going to open up the lines. If you have something to say, state your name, where you're calling from, you know, whatever you want to say. Hey, definitely voice your opinion. The phone number is going to be 980-505-7836. I see we got Haps TV Lands. Come on in. Come on in. We're going to open up the lines for you to call in, state your name, voice your opinion. If you have anything to say, you're more than welcome. But the topic here today is going to be relationship and dating. Is it supposed to be a difference? Come on, ladies, do we wait like Boaz, like Ruth waited for Boaz to find our husbands? Do we wait, come on, like Esther, she waited for her turn. Do we wait for our turn? Come on, do we wait for our number to be called? The Bible says that a woman was created for the man. So I just want to know our take. Where do we stand? You know what I'm saying? How is this supposed to be different? How long does it take for you to decide whether or not this would be your spouse? How long would it take? Is it supposed to be different? How do you date in kingdom without crossing the line, without overstepping that boundary of getting intimate? How long do you wait before you do that? Come on, the Bible says that intimacy, come on, sex outside of marriage is fornication. So how do you date? Come on, because we are real people. Come on, we are very live and well, right? So how do you date without overstepping that boundary of sin? Is that a good word to say? How do we do it without sinning? How do we get to that point? How many dates do you go on before you say, you know what, I think I found the one? And who is there, do we say, who says what to who, that this is the one for me? Whose responsibility is it? Is it the man's responsibility? Is it the woman's responsibility to say, you know, this is definitely the one for me? And again, I'm going to open up the lines for you to state your opinion, voice your opinion, because we definitely want to know the truth. You got a lot of people out here. You know, you got a lot of new babes in Christ. You got a lot of new people. You know, everybody's a prophet, you know, but we're real. You know, this isn't church. Come on. We are human beings, definitely born in the flesh. How do we do it? without overstepping that boundary of fornicating, of sin. How do we get to that point? I'm going to open up the lines, 980-505-7863, because I always thought that, you know, dating in the kingdom, I call it dating in the kingdom, should be different. What if you come into a situation and you are in the kingdom and, you know, the other person isn't in the kingdom? Come on, they haven't necessarily given themselves over to Christ, right? They're not there. They're not where you are. They're not in that. They don't go to church, but they believe in God. How does that work? You know, the Bible talks about not being unequally yoked with unbelievers, okay? So how does that work? What does the Bible say about that? Who can give shed some enlightenment on this topic? Come on, who can tell us what they think? Should we wait? Yeah, should we wait? Is that right to wait for God to say, this is the one? Because there's a lot of single people. There's a lot of people that want to be married, you know, that's been married, that's been single for years, still talking about, I need to find that one. So are you waiting for a word from God? Or are you waiting for God to say, to come down from heaven and point him out or her out? Or, you know, are you waiting? Is there certain characteristics that you're waiting to see in this person before you say, this is that person for me? That's a good topic to, because we're real, we're humans. Come on, we're not 24/7 holier than thou, if you know what I mean. 24/7, because the Bible says a false balance is an abomination. Somewhere down the line, you know, you're going to step outside of pastor this, apostle that. You're going to step outside of bishop whoever you are, minister what so-and-so. You're going to step outside of that. You know, you're going to want to be yourself. You're going to want some, as they say, some air to fly up under that dress. You're going to want some wind to blow into that hair. Come on, brothers. You know good and well, you're not looking straight forward all the way. Sometimes you want to look down, okay? So let's be honest and truthful with ourselves so we can break free from the stipulations of religion, so we can break free from all of that. Call in, dial in 980-505-7863 and voice your opinion. I would love to know what you got to say, and I'm quite sure this is going to free some people, because a lot of times, when you see, and I'm looking at some of my peers that are still single, that still they wear their dresses all the way down to their ankles. Come on here now. All the way down to their ankles, beyond their knees, okay? And they're looking, they're waiting. And after 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years, there is no one. What are you waiting for? How many relationships have you passed up? And even with myself, who, you know, and I keep hearing this, even though you're in ministry, you know, because you don't want to bypass the one that you probably have been waiting for. And I don't think that they're going to be everything that you're asking for. You know, he might be tall, but he might not be 6 feet. You know what I mean? Like, that list that you keep trying to check off, okay, that you hope to have everything on it. Good job, nice body, tall, slender, build, whatever, money, job, whatever it is, kids, no kids. Come on, you got a, some of us have a list. And we can check out maybe 3 or 4 things, but do you wait till you get everything on that list checked off to say, well, this is right. This is this is he or she. This is definitely that one. And I am waiting for somebody not to be afraid, not to be scared, to call in 980-505-7863, 980-585. Hello, Haps TV Land. 585-505-7863, because I believe that there has to be a difference. But a man is going to be a man. A woman is going to be a woman. God created a woman for a man. So it's natural for a woman to want to be with the man. It's natural for a man to want to be with the woman. Amen. I'm hoping that that's still the order of God. I'm hoping that that's still the way that God created it and created us to function. And we all want to be right in it, but how long do you wait before, or how many dates do you go on with one person or more than one person before you say, this is the one? And I know some people don't want to be married, but there's a lot of people that do. I mean, I do too, but I'm just saying, Paul said it's better to marry than to burn. Amen. But how long do you wait? How long does it take? And I love to hear the stories of couples that say, you know, that tells how they got married, how they met, where did they meet? You know, because some people can meet, you know, today, be married tomorrow, and be in love forever. You understand what I'm saying? Still be married after 40 years. And it's not, it's somewhere, and that tells me somewhere, I don't want to say that there's a lie, but I don't think we have all of the information. I don't think that we really have the truth. Is religion controlling how we date? Is religion controlling who we marry and how we make decisions? You know, I've heard of a couple story that said that they were both just coming out of divorce. Met one day, after 3 weeks, both coming out of divorce, both going through, you know, issues with homes, families. You know, when you're coming through a divorce, you're losing stuff, you're moving, you're relocating, whatever that you have to heal. You know, this is a crisis. It's natural. I mean, it's a part of life. But after 3 weeks, they decided that God brought them together. After 3 weeks. And then within 2 months, they were married and had been married for over 40 years. So what is the truth? What determines that, and people say, here's another thing that we want to hear about, or I'd like to hear somebody talk about, because that chemistry thing, you know, because sometimes people come into your life for a reason, and it's not always about relationship as far as becoming intimate, or it's not always about, you know, that person. It just could be that God brought you two together at that time for a short period of time to get you through something. Or it might be something that the other person needs to learn from you or see in you. You know, it's not always, I don't meet strangers. So I have conversation with people all the time. And a lot of people say, you know, I'm comfortable around you. You know, we just hold conversation. I talk about just about anything. You know, I'm transparent. You know, I don't have anything to hide, but everybody's not meant for you to connect with. I guess I'm saying that. I hope I'm saying that right. And I'm not worried about being defensive, but it's the truth. We are all adults here. So 980-505-7863, if anybody want to dial in, voice their opinion, state your name, where you're calling from, if you'd like to get in on this topic here, 980-505-7863. 0578.
This podcast was produced using the facilities of Charlotte Mecklenburg Public Access Corporation, Access 21.
Tune in weekly for a new episode of Let's Talk. We're bringing you more topics, we're allowing your voice to be heard, and we're rightly dividing the word of God. Thank you for all your support. And until next time, stay safe and be blessed.